Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's crapping in the streets, baby. Did it crap LeBron style? Oh, the streets is talking. Let's go.
Is he dead? Is he this? Did he do it? You know.
DJ.
If I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining it. I'm waiting on the rainin'. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. Could try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. Streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply two dogs for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches throwing your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches throwing your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Yo, I seen my first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress will take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a 6-C, up your fell at it, you dent. I get word through the street like Bell and Express.
Well, I had to get back in the asylum, man. The streets talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop, like I said was before. Hey, hey, everybody. Oh man, it's going down. Oh man, as usual, we coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I got my cellmate and super producer of the show, T-Roll, live in the studio. Juels and myself, we out on assignment. And right now, I'm located in the heart. And I say the heart, I mean the heart. I'm in the heart, baby, Cleveland, Ohio, man. Huff Heights University. And I ain't saying the street, because you got to go in here and get your street code. You got to go to school, don't you, Ro? You got to go to street school, man. You know what I mean? But,
you know,
before we get started, Ro, how you doing, man? I ain't seen you in about 4 days. Get back into the asylum. What's going on with you, sir? What's happening? Oh, man, you know what it is, man. First of all, happy Friday to my dude out there on assignment, man. L Boogie, Jewels, the G, always keeping the show hot. Man, on different coasts, you know what I'm saying? Y'all like the L.A. Kings and the New York Rangers going at it in the hockey style. But you know what it is, man. Just down there trying to survive this triple-digit heat, man. It's been hot, boy. And if you don't know what hot is, we're going to show you doing the show. We're going to definitely let you feel how I feel, which is I'm sweating in the studio because it's hot, and I'm talking about hot like firecrackers. You know what I mean? About to pop any minute. And just like it was 90 degrees at the AT&T Center last night, yes, sir, add 10 more degrees and you'll be somewhat. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. You add 10 more degrees and you'll be somewhat where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to hear nothing about nobody cramping up and this and that and whoop-de-whoop, but I know we're going to get to it. Because you know, you got to keep that water in your Boogie. Everybody always talk about, yeah, I drink water. Well, come on out to the field to eat and see if you've been drinking enough water. Because I tell you what, son, the sun is right out at you, boy, in like 2 minutes. You know what I'm saying, L Boogie? Hot around these parts. What's going on with my dude, L Boogie, out there on the Midwest?
Oh, man, well, you know, I've been getting so many tweets, so many hits on the Twitter page, on the Facebook. Man, it's so ridiculous about this situation with LeBron James, because everybody's saying this, bro. This is what the streets are saying. That's why LeBron ain't great like Jordan. Jordan would win out the game. Come on, man. And then I want to say this. Is LeBron James one of the athletes that, I mean, he gives you ammunition to antagonize him? Michael Jordan didn't give us any type of era once he got over the threshold. LeBron James, it seems as though every single year there's always some type of drama involved. It just seems that way. Oh, man. He left with 3:59 to go. They were up 2, I should say down 2, and the hinge just fell off. And the door was kicked in. And it was very, you know, very not good. Danny Green got hot. He hit 2 threes, Kawhi Leonard, and then Tony Parker put the dagger in. So, Ro, let me just ask you this before I give my take. Your breakdown of game one. What did you see? What impressed you? What was the most impact player? And what, you know, what made you go to different?
Man, is San Antonio trying to cheat to win the championship, El Boogie? I can't believe that there was such a problem as an electrical failure to the AC unit is the reason why it was 90 plus inside of the AT&T Center last night. Not just were the players sweating and bothered and, you know, cramping up, but it was the fans as well, L Boogie. I mean, you saw when the first quarter began, I noticed that right behind San Antonio's bench, there was this young lady. She kept fanning herself. And I was looking at her, and I'm like, if they go back and do this again, I want to know, you know, is she just doing this by herself or, you know, what's going on? And so it went down the court, came back. There she was again, fanning like a little bit. So I was like, let me check behind Miami's bench. And sure enough, there were a couple of people behind my San Antonio Spurs fans, might I add, fanning like a little bit. And I'm like, what's going on? And then all of a sudden, you know, they announced that the AC's not working. So the first thing came to my mind, El Boogie, was, oh, my goodness, San Antonio go cheat these boys to get a championship. But then again, I got to thinking, you know what? In the NBA, NHL, NFL, Major League Baseball, no matter what professional sport that you're in, there are going to be times when things, or shall I say,
situations arise. Not everything is going to always be perfect. You know what I mean? Like, for instance, the Super Bowl a couple years ago. How the lights just go out during the Super Bowl with Baltimore beating the hell out of San Francisco? That's all I want to know. How do the lights just go out like that? You know what I mean? How does water spew out a hose and flood a whole basketball stadium full of people to where people, they have to cancel the game because too much water on the court? But L Boogie, last year's Super Bowl, they played it in New York. It was all about the elements. Oh, you got to play within the elements. Oh, it's going to be freezing cold. And it turned out to be somewhat of a pretty good day to have a Super Bowl on, L Boogie. So what I'm trying to get to is that you have to play in whatever type of elements that come about, L Boogie. We all know that this is not a perfect world. I'm just confused because I don't understand how it affected LeBron so much and not so many people as LeBron. I know people had ice packs and everything like that, but LeBron it took everything out of LeBron. He couldn't walk. He couldn't tiptoe. He couldn't do nothing. But I am going to say this about LeBron. People need to leave that dude alone, L Boogie. Only because he's 6'8", 250, we think this dude is unhuman. The dude is human, man. The guy can get hurt. Sometimes in that 6'8 frame, you need a lot of water to go inside that 6'8 frame. You know what I'm saying, L Boogie? What he been drinking in the little, come on now, LeBron. You got the Gatorade shoes. You got Gatorade 1, 2, and 3. You need to be filling up on all of that. So what I'm going to say is that, LeBron, get your chewables right. Start doing what you need to do to get your energy up. You're talking about you're going to be ready for game two. But let me tell you this. I've learned the hard way, L Boogie. I came to Arizona as a youngster, 17, 18 years old, thinking that I was that dude. Came out here and got in that heat and passed out and woke up in my bed with an ice pack on my head talking about, what are you doing in my room? You know what I'm saying? They like, boy, you done passed out. You know what I'm saying? So Arizona will let you know if you in the proper condition or not because, boy, let me tell you, if you don't have that water in you, you gonna pass out and fall off the side of a mountain just like we had a young fella do from Seattle. Came down here vacationing in El Boogie. They can't find it. He done fell off the side of Camelback Mountain and they done came out here and paid their condolences to the young fella. I'm just saying, get your water in you, man. You gotta be up on it. You know what I mean, El Boogie?
Do I know what you mean? Man, when you catch those cramps, it's hard. It's very hard. And you know how it is. It's like if the world, some of you know when you're in the bed and you sleep and you just get a Charlie horse. Oh! Imagine that Charlie horse going through your whole side of your body and you just can't move. You can't move. And we don't give LeBron, we don't give him a pass because he's just in shorts. But if it was a football player, we'll give him a pass because he has on equipment and it's extreme heat outside. Well, it was strange heat inside. But let me ask you this, bro. Don't we like a hot gym? Don't we like it when it's hot?
We love it when it's warm, L Boogie, because even when you dry off or when you take, a little five-minute break when the coach pulls you out, it helps to keep the bones warmed up where you don't have to run up and down the court two or three times before you start feeling it. That's why some of these guys pass up on a lot of shots. Ray Allen don't have that problem. He keeps himself warmed up. So when he get in, he already ready to pull the trigger. And I want to give a big shout-out to my dude, Ray Allen. Woo-wee! I'm glad the gym was warm for him because he showed his ass last night, L Boogie.
Oh, man, it's going to get ugly very soon. And he was on pace, bro. When he left the game, he had 25 points. So for those of you as well, you know, rooting for these San Antonio Spurs. I know it's the element. And I was in a position last night, oh, bro. I was like Tiger Woods last night. I was in a facility, and I can't give it away. I was in the streets. I'm just going to tell the people that's listening in Cleveland, I was in the streets. I was up near Coventry and Superior over my man's house. And during the game, bands will make them dance. Bands will make them dance. Woo! Woo! It made it a great game, if you know what I mean. So I give the hat to San Antonio. I tip my cap to him for winning game one. And I also tip my cap to Danny Green because before the fourth quarter, he was MBG. Nothing but garbage.
Yes,
nothing but
he
garbage.
Was.
And like I always say about Danny Green, when he's at home, he's going to make some plays. He's going to make some plays. So I'm not worried about that. Let me ask you this, Ro. The play of Manu Ginobili from last year to this year, he said last year he wasn't mentally focused. This year he is. Do you see any difference of Manu Ginobili's play this year compared to last year?
Yeah, absolutely. You've been seeing it all season, L Boogie. He hasn't been taking a backseat role for anybody. This time and this go-round, you can tell that he wants to put the pressure on Miami early, as soon as he gets in. He's another one of those guys who don't like to be cold. You saw what happened because the gym was warm, came out, and he kept the fire hot so that Danny Green could take over the fourth quarter. Because, like you said, at home, Danny Green can hit some shots. If he's not hitting those shots, then San Antonio, you know, they might not do so well. But with the combination of Green and Kawhi Leonard, that helps everything, you know, that helps that little scoring combination help the Spurs a little bit better, you know. But, you know, that guy, Manu, man, he was on fire. He hit, his first three threes, and he was just, I mean, he wasn't hesitant like he looked last year. So this year, he does look like he's on a mission. And, you know, I just don't get what was the big deal, L Boogie, from what Tim Duncan said, you know, right after they beat Oklahoma City about, you know, we're going to get the job done this time. Do you think that Miami overplayed that too much, or do you think that, you know, Miami feels right at home losing game one, knowing that when they lose game one, they normally come back and win the series?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. They always say, you know, if you go up 2-0, it's very difficult to overcome in this situation. Now that the format is different, 2-2, 1-1, 1, I think you can afford to lose the first two and come back and win the next two at home. And honestly, I think after the first four games, it's going to be tied up 2-2. You heard it here first. That's my prediction, you know, going into those last three games. A lot of people is, you know, like I said, how can you give the edge to San Antonio when you have to give it to the champions and also they have the best player on the planet? I just don't see how the streets keep saying San Antonio in six. I just don't understand it, bro. But I tell you what. We'll discuss game two when we come back from commercial. Some important, intriguing elements that happened yesterday that I want to discuss, too, that might have caused Miami to lose. You know what I mean? So let's
right.
pay some bills. Let's pay some bills. Shout out to GlobalNetwork1.com. You know what I'm saying? AJ, our promo. And I want to give a shout out, you know what I mean, to WERE. 98.7 down in Covington, Georgia for syndicating us. Oh, man. San Antonio, they regulated up yesterday. I got to give them credit, man. Let's go.
So I can get some phones rolling in my ride. chillin' all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213.
So I hooked the left on 21 and Lewis. Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers put some gas, so I said, I'm pissed up.
These girls peeping me, I'm gonna glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking Warren's wealth. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up, and they all around. Can't let them see him if they going straight pound for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down.
They got guns in my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly, let me contemplate.
I glance in the cut, and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the clip, and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody's turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. I laid all them busters down, I let my gat explode. Now I'm switching my mind back into freak mode. Sit back and observe, I just left a gang of those over there on the curb.
Now they got the freaks and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, cause it's on N-A-T-E-N-E, the woman to the G.
Just like I thought, they were in the same spot. In need of some desperate help. But Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something else. One of them names was sexy as hell. I said, ooh, I like your side. She said my chorus broke down and just sing real nice. Would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell. The next stop is the East Side Motel.
Let me know.
For those that don't know, we had to play that L Boogie. 20 years ago, Warren G came out with Regulate. You know what I'm saying? For that great hit movie. You know what I mean? But you gotta love the way Warren G did that.
Oh, it was beautiful. Man, I want to say peace out too, man. Special shout out to Maya Angelou, man. You know, the great one. She passed away. I also want to give a shout out, man, to one of my friends, bro. He had a blood aneurysm, man. He died the other day. Yeah, he was 30. He was 43 years old. Was just with him. And he was cool. He had a blood clot on his lung. They couldn't handle it. Went to his brain and he passed away. So I want to give a special shout out to my man Terrell Brown, man, who class of 1989, man, West Tech High School. Give a shout out to him and his family, man. Big up Huff Avenue, man.
Man, big up to the fam for that, man. Boy, I hate to hear things like that. A blood aneurysm, huh?
Yeah, it was tough, bro. It was tough. So, man, they said they're supposed to, you know, like I said, you know, us, we don't do the funeral too well. I'm gonna leave him, like, you know what I'm saying, how I remember him. But, yeah, it was a tough blow to the community and to the neighborhood. Good guy, man. Good guy.
That's what's up. Yeah, like I was mentioning earlier, 20 years ago, man, Regulators, Warren G., your boy Nate Dogg for the hit movie Above the Rim. You know, one of that. Man, one of those good movies we get to see Tupac in, you know? That was a great movie, boy.
Streets!
L Boogie. Now,
yes, sir.
I know we still talking about this series, man, and I got I got some other things I want to ask you all, you know, other than basketball. But let's continue with talking about this Miami Heat and San Antonio Spurs series of game one. Game two will be Sunday, 5 o'clock ABC. Everybody, you know, watch that. It's going to be real nice. AC will be working. Let me ask you this, L Boogie. My thing is that before LeBron went down, or before he almost, before the first time he pulled himself out, the Miami Heat had a lead, had a 4-point lead. Did Miami give it up when LeBron went out, or did San Antonio just make them pay for the turnovers that they caused Miami to turn over when they did?
Well, it was a couple of things that I felt that played a part. I'm going to say one of their key players, and people don't want to, give me credit for this or say it's a big part, but Mario Chalmers did not play well. He went 1-for-3, only played about 20 minutes, and was in foul trouble most of the game. Also, I'm very, when you make San Antonio turn the ball over 23 times and you still don't win, whoo, that concerns me.
Right.
And the thing about it is that San Antonio moves the ball around. You must also keep in mind LeBron James makes up for a lot of deficiencies, especially when you're rotating. Passes might have not been thrown because of just his presence out on the floor. Mr. Tiago Splitter had a great fourth quarter. I don't really see him being a factor in this series unless he comes in with the second unit when they sit Tim Duncan down. And I know, world, I called him Boris Meow, but Boris Meow did play an effective game, and he will be key to San Antonio's success. So, and listen, like we said, Father Time did something yesterday. Hey, Ray Allen played a heck of a game, and that lets you know that Dwayne Wade is not all the way back, because in the fourth quarter with about 4 and some change to go, D. Wade could have took over.
Right.
It wasn't that hard, you know, for him to take over, like he does when LeBron is sitting down, when they rotate those guys in with the substitution.
Right.
Game two is going to be another dogfight, and I see LeBron James and the Miami Heat winning game two. It was a great game, but I see LeBron James, if he plays the whole game, well, without any bearing injuries, but getting in there substitution pattern-wise, I got to go with the Heat, baby. The Heat is on. The Heat is on. You remember that movie Beverly Hills Cop? That was the theme song. The Heat is on, baby. So for all you San Antonio Spurs fans, my co-host, you should be biting your nails, because even though you won that game, you were really outplayed game one. You were outplayed game one. And like they always say, when you're on the road to a championship, you always get some breaks. And you got to break game one.
I don't want to hear that, man. There you go, being a hater. I was going to let you talk, but, man, hold on. But you say they got outplayed last night. They didn't get outplayed last night. They let Tim Duncan and Tiago Splitter hog them in the middle all night long. Yeah. Dwayne Wade should have took over, but he didn't. Shows that he's on his way out. LeBron is the only person on that Miami Heat team that keeps that revolving chain going, man. When he went down, that was like the link on your bicycle chain popping when you trying to go 30 miles an hour running from that pit bull that's around the corner from that house that you live in, chasing your ass down all the way to Thurgood. And you know how fast you be pedaling.
Streets!
And I'm just saying there, buddy, San Antonio, you know, Kawhi Leonard still hasn't done what he really can do. He looks timid right now. And let me, while I said his name, L. Boogie, I'm telling you, I don't know about Kawhi Leonard, man. I don't think he built for this, for these type of situations, man. L. Boogie, the boy looked timid out there, man. He looked hesitant. I mean, it's just, he looked way different. He looked way different than what he did in the regular season, big homie. And now that these big lights are on and he in this spotlight again, did you see the way he shot the free throw yesterday? He didn't want to get fouled no more. He didn't want to go to the free throw line. The three-pointer that he made in the fourth quarter to help close it out, that was luck. I'm just saying.
He didn't look, it wasn't look a close right. game.
Exactly.
Right, it wasn't
right.
close. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. Look like his booty hole is getting tight. I thought he learned and gained some experience from
last
year. You know
year?
What I mean? From last year, but man, it's not looking that way. I don't see it.
It's not looking. Hey, and if he can't come through, you know, like that's why I mentioned earlier, the way Kawhi Leonard has been playing and the way Danny Green is playing, you know, what they score together would be a one-player score or a one-player stat. You know what I mean? So it was good to see that Danny Green came on, and I was hoping that Kawhi was going to do something like I hoped that D-Wade would have done something when LeBron went out, but I didn't get either one of those to come through for me. You know what I mean? So I'm looking at this series, L. Boogie. I picked San Antonio. It's just because of the revenge factor. I understand that the Heat are the champs and they got the best player in the world. But, L. Boogie, when we talked about it on Monday, the game is close. LeBron got the ball. He's going to defer. He's not going to win the game for you. So that is the only reason that I'm picking the San Antonio Spurs. These boys won 62 games, and the Big Three only played 55% of the season. That's incredible. So that's what I'm saying. But if Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green can't get it, yeah, it's going. Yeah, Miami gonna just might be able to do something. Now let Tim Duncan and Tony Parker and your boy Boris Meow take over the game.
Straight. Now, Ro, speaking of Meow, is somebody out there named Rashad McCants from the University of North Carolina who's made some very, very poor choices and poor decisions about his stay at the University of North Carolina? And I just want to ask you this, Ro. I got a two-part question. Number one, was Roy Williams aware of these allegations? And the allegations are, if the world doesn't know, Rashad McCants, who was a member of the 2005 National Basketball National Championship team, has come out on Outside the Lines and said that during his stay, he did not complete coursework. It was done by tutors. And his last year at North Carolina during the spring semester, he made the dean's list with tutors doing his tests and doing his term papers. Twofold question, Ro. Did Roy Williams know about this? And secondly, is this going on around the country?
This will be with capital letters, and I'm going to spell it out because we had the National Spelling Bee competition last week. Y-E-S. Oh, I got that right. Hell, look, you know what it is, man. It's just sad that we have these players who knock us down because this – puts a bad reputation on guys who actually go to school, who are actually student athletes in this game. You know what I mean, L. Boogie? You and I both were student athletes. Student first, athlete second. It was all about graduating and getting the paper and making yourself a better man. Now, I'm not saying that Rashad McCants is not a better man because of the situation. Hell, he got paid. He was number 14 pick in that 2005 draft and, you know, was able to get a couple of checks in the NBA. But this is what I'm saying. Not everybody that goes to school that's an athlete, especially a basketball or a football player, puts themselves in a position where that happens. Now, you and I both know that we know of some situations that were taken advantage of, and then karma is a bitch. That's why you and I, you know, knew not to do that. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying, it puts a bad taste in people's vision on black athletes playing basketball, thinking that that's the only reason why guys go to school is because they can get a one-year education and go to the league to get paid, or they can have somebody do their work. In return, they go out there and win a national championship. It's not always the case. I hate to see a young brother putting all of us down, whether from his class to the classes before him or the classes after. Just a bad taste. The coaches know what's going on. Coaches know everything, L Boogie. You and I know that. We can't even, you know, if they give you a curfew, you have a girl over, you wake up the next morning, they call your name out. How you call my name out? How did you know? You know what I mean? They know everything. Everybody lets the coaches know what's up first. Because you out there, your name is known. They know who the people out there know who to go to first. They'll skip everybody and go straight to the coach. And I just, you know, it's just sad, L Boogie. It's happening all around the world. It's just not everybody doing it. It's just a select few who are out there doing it. Some get caught, some don't, some tell on themselves. You know what I'm saying, L Boogie? So, like you always end the show with, you know, those who know don't talk. Those who talk don't know. So, I'm just saying, L Boogie, you know what it is. Did Coach Roy Williams know? Do you think he knew, L Boogie?
Did Coach Roy Williams know? Man, let me tell you this, bro. What coach doesn't know, especially when you only have a group of men of maybe 20 players, and I understand, you know, football team, you got a lot of masses, and you got a lot of coaches who pertain to certain positions, you know, position coaches. But there's no way that Roy Williams didn't know about this situation. Let's recall this. They were just put on academic probation. Excuse me. They just were on probation for the 2012 scandal with Butch Davis, an African-American studies professor. Remember, he resigned because of the situation with the athletic program. So, number one, I'm going to say, yes, Roy Williams knew what was going on. And number two, it's going on all around the country. I can't sit here and say that I'm going to say this, bro. I'm going to give you a percentage. I'm going to say 65% of the athletes, basketball and football, are being coasted through college because they think that they can go to their respective league. When I say league, I'm talking about NFL or the NBA. And, yes, Rashad McCant brought up a great point, like I keep telling the athletes on the show. It's modern-day slavery. How do you think these buildings are being built? Because of these athletes. So, of course, they do an assessment. They know which athletes are Aaron Hernandez. They know which athletes are pre-med who really wants to go to school. So my thing is this. It's some who would love a tutor. It's one who would love, you know, for people to do their work. But there are also some student athletes, such as
you and I, we wanted to do our own work because we wanted to, you know, because we had a hoop dream. We, you know, we wanted to slate it, you know, go to the NBA, but at the same time, we knew, you know, your surrounding, your support system helps you. And if your support system is telling you, oh, man, take those 099 classes just to stay eligible because you think you're going to the league, and then once you don't make it, when you don't make it, all of a sudden now they throw you to the cold, and you can't get a job. You don't have a degree. Now you're going to work in a factory. Now what are you going to do? You're going to snitch. Here we go again.
I need $30,000 right now.
When it doesn't go your way and you get caught up in various situations, I'm going to spell this word to you. R-A-T. You're a rat. And I don't think he should be credible. It's not credible. He's not a credible witness, Your Honor. I'm not believing in Rashad McCants. And if he did, so what? It's on the people and the parents and the support system to let these guys know that they're student first before an athlete. And it's tough. I know it's tough because all these guys looking at the TV, like our you know, Bass said last week. So we have to teach our youth. This was a good thing that came on to show the youth. What Tupac said, they don't give a about us.
Man.
So they got to understand
that,
man.
Hey, you know what else happened for the university in that 2005 season? When North Carolina raised that banner and raised that trophy up, Boogie, what came with it? That good check. You know what I'm saying? So they cast that check. You know what I'm saying? But that banner needs to come down. It's all about that money, El Boogie. And, you know, Roy Williams going to deny it to the day he dies. But it's all right. It's like you say, it's a percentage out there, those guys out there that are just sliding their way through. You know what I mean? Getting that good help. And I want to tell you this, El Boogie. You know, the SEC and the Big 12, you know, I'm pretty sure that, you know, them big names right there, you know, them big programs over in them conferences, I know it's going down. But did you know that the SEC and the Big 12 brought in more money than a little bit this year on the revenue side, El Boogie? The SEC brought in $292.8 million in sporting events only. Dog, you know how much money they, and then you think that's up. The Big 12 brought in $220.1 million. Breaking the bank, this is the most ever. And that's just in sports. So you telling me, man, these dudes coasting, but, you know, it's not a lot of people out there telling on themselves, but they'll boogie. Guess what? They getting that bread. They getting that bread.
Yeah. I know you smell the money.
MMG get together, right? We get that money.
When we come back. Oh, we come back, man. We're going to get into Citizen Asylum early, man. I want to hear some feedback, man. You know what I'm saying? We got the chef. You know what I mean? Hey, big shout-out to Unc, man, for tuning in as usual. You hear it. It's so exciting, that money, man. Just like the street. When we come back, we're going to holler about your boy, man. Is he an athlete or is he just a whore? California Chrome, going for the Triple Crown. Let's go.
But this shit sound like God, don't it? Yeah, I'm tired, nigga. And y'all got to pay y'all tithes, nigga. Call my phantom the Holy Ghost. Church on chrome with ties, nigga. Pop tags when I'm paranoid, cause a pawn shop was my paradise. I was dead pop when the powder came for that, not saved in that shoebox. Blue top, bad bitch in that blue box. This big face in Blu-ray and these black diamonds like boondocks. I restore the feeling of when niggas make
made a killing. Hiding choppers in the closet, half a million in the ceiling. And them hoes with angel faces, crying loud with ill intentions, just so I can buy them Christians, have them shit on all they bitches.
Millions, millions in the ceiling. 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 Choppers, choppers in the closet. Choppers, choppers in the closet. Choppers, choppers in the closet. Choppers, choppers in the closet.
Millions, millions in the ceiling.
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 Choppers, choppers in the closet.
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 I'm haunted by horror stories. Wanna be homeowners. Horrible outcome. A dope boy got one motive. Cries when he convicted. Cried on every visit. I'm crying saying his name. Ride for all my niggas. Used to fiddle my finger till I found me a fortune. Finger fuck a Ferrari, time for friends early morning. Get drugs with Donatella, Versace, my acapella. Never see me in Neiman. Niggas committing treason. Soft local preferred, frost organic herb. Stay away from the fools if I only could tell you more. I got this, I got that. I got that, I got this. Got a kilo for 20, my chopper say I'm the shit.
Millions, millions in the ceiling.
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 Choppers, choppers in the closet.
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 Millions, millions in the ceiling.
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 Choppers, choppers in the closet.
Choppers, choppers in the closet.
Choppers, choppers in the closet.
Shepherds,
shepherds
in the closet.
This that shit y'all ask for. Make a nigga mash on the gas flow. Two door, four door. Roll through the hood like Task Force. Fast forward.
Oops.
They say they wanna see proof. My record sales ain't much of theirs, and we still ride the same coupes. How we still fuck the same hoes? Why we still buy the same clothes? How we both got the same watch? I'm just keeping y'all on your toes. Dope boys, gold mine, that price dropping, that coke rise, and set it over that blue flame, then hang dry like clothesline. I restore the feeling of when niggas made a killing, hiding choppers in the closet, half a million in the ceiling, got the razor on the counter, arm and hammer in the kitchen, just to keep my feet in Christians and keep fucking all y'all bitches.
Millions, millions in the ceiling.
Millions, millions in the ceiling.
What's the deal, world? Back in the street, man, with your boy L Boogie and T-Raw. Man, special shout out to my man, you know what I mean, Trey from L.A. County. You know, he was listening, tuning in live, you know what I mean? Man, shout out to T.J. From the sports officials, man. Heaven know you, you know what I mean, the scorekeeper and them. So, hey, yo, Raw.
Yo,
man, like my man Push to say, man, you know what I'm saying? This stuff cook up hard, don't it?
you know what I mean?
This sound just hard. Like God, don't it? You know what I mean? Oh, we have to cook it up like crack, baby. Well, man, we cooking up like crack. I tell you that.
We got another hiring in the NBA, L Boogie. Your assistant coach from the Atlanta Hawks, I know T. Nick them, and I might be upset about this one, but I don't know. You know, Quinn Snyder, the assistant coach for the Atlanta Hawks, been hired over in Utah. He don't have too much NBA experience besides being that assistant, but, you know, he was a head coach at Missouri before the young stud brother took over there and got them boys running wild over there, you know what I mean? But, yeah, Quinn Snyder, we're going to see what he's about. Get his first look at the Utah Jazz, man, as a head man. And also in NBA news, came out with All-NBA first team, L Boogie. You know who it was, LBJ, the king. KB Mag, KD, CB3, your boy James Harden, and, of course, the Defensive Player of the Year, Joakim Noah. Your second team All-NBA. Yeah, give it up for Tony Parker. And that young stud, Steph Curry. Blake made it. So did your boy Dwight Howard and Kevin Love rounding out the second team. And your third team, L Boogie, that goes to Damian Lillard and LaMarcus Aldridge for having a hell of a year over there in Portland. You know what I mean? Goran Dragic, hell of a year over in Phoenix, over with the Phoenix Suns. If y'all didn't get to see him, man, he was nice. I thought Paul George would have got a little higher than third team, but he fell off at the end, but he's a third teamer. Right along with that dude, Big Al Jefferson down there in Charlotte, L Boogie, giving them boys the blues. And L Boogie, before we go to the asylum, let me ask you this, because this is the Saturday night. I don't know if you heard, but I got to tell you, L Boogie, that dude, Colin Kaepernick, boy, when you wipe your ass, you wipe your ass with a $100 bill from now on. You don't use Charmin no more. You use dollar bills, pimpin'. The dude, Colin Kaepernick, quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, man, signed a six-year deal worth $110 million, L Boogie. $61 million guaranteed. I'm going to say that again. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, $61 million guaranteed, L Boogie. I mean, millions to the ceiling, millions to the ceiling. I'm going to say this, L Boogie. The
smell the money.
The $61 million, L Boogie, it tops Matt Ryan, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Tony Romo, your guy Aaron Rodgers, and Jay Cutler. And all of them are making over $59 million on that guarantee. This dude got $61 million. Is he worth it, L Boogie? Before we go to the asylum, is he worth it?
You know why he ain't worth it? He ain't won a Super Bowl. And he only been at the helm for 2 years. Are we paying guys? I thought the new salary cap was we were paying guys on their performance. And only he's higher paid than those other guys you mentioned. And he's higher paid than Aaron Rodgers, Tony Romo, and Jay Cutler. From my last checking, I thought Aaron Rodgers was a Super Bowl champion. From my last checking, I thought Aaron Rodgers was a Super Bowl MVP. From my last checking, arguably Aaron Rodgers is top 3 to 5 in the league, if not one. Is Colin Kaepernick in that discussion? Hell no. So how can he be paid more than these guys? Okay, he can be paid more than Tony Romo, you know, and he
hey,
can be paid
watch
more.
Watch your mouth.
He could be paid more than Jay Cutler. I tell you this, he could be. But how can you be paid more than Drew Brees? How you can be paid more than Tom Brady? You haven't won anything. In a full season of you starting, you just went to the NFC Championship. In your first year of coming off the bench because you was in relief, you started maybe 9 games, I'm going to say 9 to 8 games, and you went to the Super Bowl. But you didn't win anything. How can you be worth that much money?
They must be believing in the future, L Boogie. They must got that crystal ball over there in San Francisco. I don't know. They all that talking about getting rid of the coach. So I don't know. They just paying people. Speaking of paying people, your boy, the number one pick, Jadeveon Clowney, got paid. 3 years, $22 million, L Boogie. $14 million guaranteed. Is he worth it?
Oh. Is he worth it? Up under the salary cap, he is. That's why I'm glad they got the salary cap. He can only go to so much. We don't know if he's worth it yet, but they're paying him the number projected what the number one draft pick should get, regardless of your position. So I'll go with that. But as I go back to these things, I hope that these guys, as they're getting this money, understand where they are now. It's levels to this shit. Now I know we PG-13, but it's levels. And I don't think Colin Kaepernick has gotten to that level yet. I don't think you know, Mr. Clowney, I hope he won't be clowning around because he got some guaranteed money. We really going to see how good he is.
Yeah, but you I watch tell you your what, mouth. He ain't better than Romo. He don't deserve it. He should have got 53 and a half, not more than 55, because Tony Romo is worth it. Watch your mouth.
He got more playoff wins than Tony Romo, and Tony Romo been playing half the career he had.
But he got a better defense and a way better coach. We working on fumes, you know. They working on talent alone, L Boogie. We some paper playoff players. You put us down on paper, we look good. We get on the field, we ain't worth it.
But actually, what he did do, he set the stage three of the years is good. But he left some wiggle room for the 49ers to sign other players. So I want to commend him on that. He wants to win. So on the flip side of that, I want to give him a salute because it's been, you know, in the streets they're saying that he wants to leave money on the table after the third year, you know, so they can go get some guys and he can keep it going.
That's
because you already know.
Yeah, we need more players like that, L Boogie.
Yes, we do. If you ain't first, you're last. So he knows. To be first.
Right. Hey, Boogie, you ready to jump to this? Man, first of all, man, shout out to my mama, man, checking us out. Probably got my aunties on the line, too. What's up, aunties? I love y'all. North Park, stand up. You know what it is. Dallas, Texas. I see you, mama. Hey, Boogie, you ready to get to this side?
Oh, man, I'm ready, man. I know it's some controversy stirring up somewhere, man. It's cooking.
Even though, you know, he didn't really go full-blown on us on Monday on the last show, but I'm pretty sure he going to be piping hot and ready today. Probably got his little wind up on him, you know, sitting upright. Yo, Chef, I know it's some controversy stirring up somewhere, man. What's the deal with our big brother this evening?
Oh, man, what's up, fellas? What's up with the streets, man?
That go by dude sounded fresh. That's what I'm talking about right there. So, yeah, you can tell the difference there, Boogie. He's feeling right tonight. It might be something bouncing off the wall this evening. We might want to put your mouthpiece in tonight.
No.
Hey, Chef.
Let me tell you.
Yes, sir. Hey, Chef, before we get started, I want to say on the air to the world, I apologize because I was supposed to get with you. But it was so time-consuming, I had to go cross town to make a move, and I had to get where I was because
Man, what's up, never going to be explained.
Man. No question. So, Chef, go ahead, Chef.
You got a lot of things to do, man.
Stir it up.
You got a lot of spiders to do. You still against me, man? Is you still sitting on the other end of this microphone on this phone is against me? You fool! Is you still against my Spurs? Man, it's just some people that you – listen, it's some people in this world, if they believe it with their own eyes, they still ain't going to believe it. And L Boogie, you are one of them people. Man –
yes, I am. I
you
am
fool,
one of those.
Clearly, you are one of them people.
Tell me what you think about Game One, man. Give me your Game One reaction.
Man, let me tell you this, man. Have these men that start making millions of dollars forget where they come from? Like, you feel me? Like, come on, man. Man, did you see all these overseas players say it? It felt like I was playing back at home because we ain't got AC. Man, the type of things that I heard last night was a bunch of charades. Their words was not well picked. And to be honest with you, man, That's why they call LeBron James a sucker. Man, you grew up in Akron, Ohio. You grew up on the east side of which you play basketball for 10 hours a day outside. You play outside basketball. You got your respect there. You got notice there. So what fool is about to go in the public eye of which these people is going to nick and pick at you and sit up here and say, I couldn't do it? Man, it makes me with that weak, because I ain't Barney, man. I ain't Barney. And you know, I'm going to tell you this, LB, you said something else that got me off suit real quick. Like, is you serious? Like, did you see the game Danny Green and Kawhi Leonard? First off, let me tell y'all something, man. Do you know how hard it is to guard the two best players in the NBA back-to-back repeated series? Do you know how much sacrifice, how much hard work, how much strength, how much endurance, how much thought it is to guard Kevin Durant and LeBron James? Of course, T-Roll, he's playing Timmy. You want me to tell you why?
Why?
Because he's not there to play offense. He's there to play defense. He's there to make the correct decisions. He get paid for making the correct decisions. And last night, he didn't play his best of defense or offense, but he gave a lot, and I respect that. You know?
I'll give it to you on that. I'm just saying, I see him playing defense, and I understand what his assignment is. He got the biggest assignment out of anybody on the court, guarding the best player in the world today. But I'm just saying, when you are playing defense like that, you got to at least give them what you were giving us in the regular season. That's all,
man,
I'm
listen,
saying.
Listen, first off, as you are playing college and pro ball, you got the audacity to tell me of playing season ball? Carmelo Anthony had put up 30-plus points last year, and where was he at? He was bounced quick. So don't come to me talking about playing no season ball when it's crunch time. You can't never sit up and say playing season ball when it's crunch time. This time right here is with Chad. See, you know what? Now I understand vividly why you a Dallas fan. It's all about it's all about being a 500 team with you. If y'all 500, you satisfied. Now it makes all the sense to me in the world.
Hey, it's better to be under 500. That's all I'm saying.
All I'm saying is this,
if it gets you in, I'm just saying.
All I'm saying is this. This is all I'm saying. Somebody's going home, and somebody's going back to their home city. Last year was a disappointment. This year, all is going to be in the pudding. And I've been hollering this not only because I'm a Spurs fan, because I know basketball. We knew who was going to play each other, and you know Tim Duncan never go out of his way to make a statement. So all I'm going to tell y'all is, if you a Heat fan, eat your words, man. Because guess what? At the end of the day, you will not be able to bring it to the dinner table, because guess what? We only respect trophies. That's what I'm
right.
I'm through talking about San Antonio, because y'all know how I feel about them. I got some controversy cooking up. Who, you know what? I am so sick of these mother suckers who didn't make it always coming out snitching. This got to stop. This man had a chance at the NBA and he blew it. First off, they said the most important thing earlier. He was never liked by his teammates at the Tar Heel, and he definitely is not going to be liked now. He doing everything for a paycheck. You know what that's called? You know why, El Boogie and T-Bo? That's called being insufficient.
Broken.
Straight. This man got the audacity to come out and talk. Listen, you had the audacity to snitch on a legend. Talk about Roy Williams new. What type of fool is you? You can't play in the NBDL now. Matter of fact, guess what? You can't play in the AAU right now. Who do you think, man?
Oh, my.
Hey, Boogie talked about earlier, because we gave a dedication to the you know, National Spelling Bee. L Boogie word was tougher than mine.
Man,
no.
And go ahead, Chef. I want to ask you a question.
Go ahead,
L. And see, we in the streets, and I really want to touch on this. Okay, you're saying okay, and we said this. He's not credible. But doesn't stereotypically it makes you think and perceive that it's going on at other universities as well?
Can I use a person for emphasis, please?
Yes, you may.
We in the streets, you better.
Y'all cannot tell me that Roy Hibbert was inside a classroom.
Wait, he went to Georgetown. Hold up.
Man, I don't care about nothing. You cannot possibly make me to believe that man was inside of a classroom. You big dummy. Man. Man, y'all serious?
I can't believe Aaron Hernandez was in the classroom.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you on that one. He was too busy being gangster.
Man, Aaron Hernandez was smart. He just caught up with him. He could have stayed a killer. He could have been, you know what's crazy? That man's a real life gangster. He a real life killer with a lot of millions. It's sad what's about to happen to those millions. But, that's what happened when you want to play this type of life of which you already successful, but you just want to kill people.
Let me ask you this, Chef. Dan Marino put his name on the list to sue the NFL for the concussions. A day later, he removed his name from that list. What does that mean? Does that mean anything for as far as a player like Dan Marino putting his name on the list and taking it off?
Man, you know who else did that today? Javier Best, man. You remember him, the running back from Detroit?
Yeah. West Virginia.
Yes, I do.
He was a bum. Flat out. No ifs, ands, buts about it. Listen, Dan Marino is superb of what he did. He played through a lot of pain. Now, I respect him taking his name off because at the end of the day, with or without that helmet, he would have made the plays that he made. And I just don't understand why the NFL feel that these man lives, that who suffer and create billions of dollars, is worth so meaningless. You know, I just don't understand because we all know he played through many concussions. Him, Steve Young, them guys played through many concussions. You know, it's just a sad thing of which they get the experience. I just don't understand it. You know, and it's going back to what y'all just said. The football field, matter of fact, you know what? I read something. No, my professor brought this up last week? No, it couldn't have been last week. I was in the hospital. Well, he brought it up probably this week, how the basketball and the football fields are turning into a plantation. And I honestly starting to see that because I'm actually starting to fall out of love with sports. It's all about the money. It's not about what can you do to change it. It's what can you bring to bring some more incentives to it. If you take LeBron James away from the game of basketball, what would he have? Nike. He's a slave to Nike. So it's like, it's crazy when you really think about it, man. It's a million different ways of slavery out here. Like, you can be slave to the clothes you wear each and every day or the food that you eat. You can be a slave to anything. I just think we just need to sit up here and understand our worth. You know, as LeBron James being an ambassador, I'm just not picking on LeBron either, but I'm saying, as him being an ambassador, though, he just, like, I think a lot of people need to wake up and understand that this game of sports does not care about you. They only care about what you bring and how much you can bring for them. So
that's
something
to
think about.
Can I rebuttal on that, Chef?
You feeling some type of way, old Boogie? Let us know how you feeling.
And as an employer and as an employee, we need to understand that it's not that you're using me, but how you use me. Because
right.
In anything that you do, a relationship with your spouse, you know, you're being used. I don't mind being used, but it's just how you use me. And then you need to understand, as a college athlete, as a pro athlete, is that you have to understand how you can use them and taking the position of pioneering something, such as Muhammad Ali, you know,
True. Such
as, you know, Jim Brown, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar changing his name, Muhammad Ali changing his name, guys like Chris Jackson, Mahmoud, you know what I mean, he changed his name.
Mahmoud
Abdul-Rahou. Yes, and he did not stand up for the national anthem, and they A-balled him out the league. He used that as a platform to show his worth. You understand what I mean? He showed your platform for what you're worth. And sometimes it's not about the money worth. Because as you see, and as you said, Chef, that's going to show and prove anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So I'm agreeing with you. I always say it's a modern-day slavery with these sports, but it's not being used. It's how you use me, and we need to understand that we need to use them, too, to improve our work.
Mm-hmm. Now, y'all know I got some controversy tonight, right?
What's on your mind?
Let's hear it.
Let us know.
Y'all know I do a lot of reading. And I came about on my lap that it's a man in the NFL who was going to retire this year, but they awakened the giant. Former Panther Steve Smith just did I don't know what to call it. It was a special interview or anything like that with NBC Sports, and he let them know that only a few people knew that he was going to retire, as in close friends and his wife. Steve Smith feels that the Carolina Panthers has spit in his face, that his release was disrespectful, distasteful, and one thing about it is he got something to prove. And he said, guess what? He going to play these next 3 years because Baltimore gave him a 3-year deal. And he's not leaving nothing on the table. He says that he's guaranteeing that he will shut up and cease all the hollering and all the neglect that came to him. And I believe him because we all know what type of player Steve Smith is. He give 110% every time he on that football field. And that was a lot of controversy to me because it's not about why, it's how. You know, it's just crazy. Did y'all read about that?
Yeah, I heard about it, but let me tell you this. And I love Steve Smith. And I just caught it like I see it. We'll see.
because one thing that he cannot beat, and that's called Father Time. And it shows up more in football. You go ahead and be slow if you want to, especially out on that perimeter, and you get to talking all that stuff. There's guys out there who want to hit you and who are young. No disrespect, Steve, but you earn the right to talk. You've earned the right to holler. I'm not saying he didn't, Chef. But only thing I'm saying is, it's a guy who playing his division whose last name is Whitner.
Man, you know what? Now, listen, can nobody never say that he just said that, boy? Man? Hey.
Yeah.
So, I got a question for you guys, man, before y'all hit me with the street question, man. So, they always says that whoever go on the Madden cover always have that year. So are we expecting Richard Sherman to be abused and misused this year?
Go ahead, Ro. I'm going to let you go first.
Giving another shout out to those who represented in the National Spelling Bee competition in last week. Yeah, I'm going to get capital letters again. Y-E-S. Hell yeah, he gonna get it. It might be week one, week two. You know what he gonna do? What the hell? He was excited too. Yeah, woo. Cam was like, go ahead. Yeah, he gonna be hurt. You know, it's gonna be something crazy. The one person I never thought that would get hurt, that would break the jinx, was gonna be Larry Fitzgerald. And, boy, the sniper got him good. And if it shot up to Larry, it's going to catch up. And it comes to all, man, everybody who'd have been on the cover, dog, except for John Madden, who didn't play at all. The sniper couldn't catch him in the booth. But I'm just saying, all the players that the ref that hasn't been, you know, from a legend, yeah, man, he gets sniped, man. El Boogie, man, he pay his sniper real good. His sniper, I don't know where he be at. You can always count on El Boogie's sniper.
Let me tell you something. The sniper, guess what? He got his. He already got their pictures up on his bulletin board. He got them all up on the bulletin board. He just added Mop Top to it. He just added Richard Sherman to it. And, Richard, I'm sorry. I know Cam was like, yes. those three-letter words, we're going to stay on those three-letter words tonight. That's the theme. Y-E-S, that's how Cam felt. Yes, I am not on the cover. I'm a stay Superman. So, man, yeah, they can say what they want. Hopefully he can beat the jinx. But it ain't a jinx. It ain't a jinx until it's overcame. Man, that is a fact.
Yeah, man.
I just want to let y'all know, man. I think it's another controversy between the Cleveland Cavs and the Cleveland Browns, man. And I believe a lot of people in the read upon it, man. It's gonna be a very exciting year for both teams. But I want to let everyone know this first, man. When June 26th comes around, and the Cavs make one of the biggest mistakes they ever made, we already knew it was going to happen.
It ain't going to be a mistake this year. Not if,
man,
they get that boy from Duke.
If they take anybody out that draft, they are making a mistake. No ifs, ands, buts about it. Because 95% of the men in that draft is not NBA ready, and they suck ass in college.
Straight.
Flat out.
Chef, man, we appreciate you bringing the controversy, man. We knew it was going to happen. You sound real good tonight. Go tell me I didn't have to put my mouthpiece in. Well, I just didn't have to have it all the way in, but yeah, I see you.
Well, I'm going to tell you why. Because it's the first day out of 2 weeks I had some solid foods. And, you know, I got surgery Tuesday. So, you know, I got to make the best of my voice now. I got to make, hey, when we tune in Monday, the Spurs going to be up 2-0. I said it, man. They not winning the game in San Antonio. It's not going to happen. Spurs going to be up 2-0. It's upsetting. Man, I love y'all. I said, if there's any bet, you can DM me. You can get my number from L. Booger T. Rowe. I'm straight direct live. We can take pay, MoneyGram, whatever you want to do, man. I'm doing it, man. To my sports, man. And guess what? Guess what, people? I am taking a point. So if you want 4 or 5 points, you can get that because I'm giving that. Love y'all, man. The streets, man.
Streets. That's the chef, man. Faith to heaven. Getting it in, man. Big brother. Hope everything goes well, man. And we praying for you straight from the streets. Hell Boogie. Yo, let's do this real quick before we go to the big brother almighty. Let's go to the asylum, man, and bring in our big brother, man. Straight from the sports officials. You know what it is, man. Every Sunday you can catch him. And I know it's going to be hot Sunday. Ooh, I know they're going to have a lot to talk about. 12 noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Sports officials, OG, Nilly Neil, Mitch, and, man, this dude right here, the host with the most T-Nick. What happening, man? How you doing this evening?
Hey, I'm good, man. I can't wait till Sunday. It's going to be hot like the AT&T. No, it's going to be hot the old Boston Garden, dog. It's going to be hot. I can't wait. I can't wait, man. I can't wait. Real quick, man, before we get to Cramp Gate, you know, and everything that was hot, you know, last time, but I heard you talk about Quinn Snyder, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna tell you about the Caucasian persuasion. You know what I'm saying? You know, you play that Duke, and we all know all former basketball players, who makes the best coach? What position? What position makes the best coach to you? You tell me.
Guard.
The guard. The point guard. You know what I'm saying? He played point guard at Duke. You know what I'm saying? He played under Coach K. You know what I'm saying? He played under Coach K. He also was an assistant under Coach K. He was an assistant for the Clippers in 1993 under Larry Brown as well. You know what I'm saying? So the boy knows his work, man. I'm just going to be honest with you, man. The boy knows his work. And when I heard that he was going to the Jazz, I said, man, you know what? That's an old school Jay Sloan pick for them. He's going to be there for a minute. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be there for a minute, man. I wish the Cavs would have got it. Because, you know, the boy knows what's working. You know, he also coached under Mike Brown, so he knows some defensive work, too. You know, he knows more offense and defense because he's the point guard. You know what I'm saying? So he did some work, man. I'm going to tell you, dog. He coached under Mike Brown with the Lakers, you know, 2011 to 12. You know, he had a 41-25 record. You know, that was the short season where, you know, the Heat, I think they won their first title, you know what I'm saying, that year in a short year. And, you know, he went over to Russia and coached over there. So, the boy knows his work, man. So watch out for Quinn Snyder, man. I wouldn't be surprised if he ain't the coach of the year or if he got the Jazz turn around next year, man. So, you know, we'll cross that off. Spurs in the Heat. I want to tell you this. In game five, 1984. 1984. 84. The Lakers and the Celtics in Boston Garden, game five, it was 97 degrees in there, okay? Larry Bird put up 34-17 on 15 of 20 shooting. The sissification of America was on display last night because our players who get paid millions of dollars to play a kid's game to entertain the adults couldn't play because the AC was broken. Is you kidding me? Are you serious? You know what I'm saying? That's what we talking about? The AC is broken? That's what we're talking about. I got a lot to say about that on Sunday, but I'm going to move on because it's Freestyle Friday. But I'm going to tell you this. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was 37 years old, and he played in that game. If you go back and YouTube it, because you know it's on YouTube, you can see him with the oxygen mask on, sucking oxygen. But he was balling. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody go out with cramps. It is what it is. They ball. Now,
right.
When it comes to LBJ and the cramps, Ro, you know, I know, scorekeeper, Illy Neal, Mitch, Boogie, if you a hooper, well, you can't play through no damn cramps, man. There's two kind of cramps. There's one that you can catch and you can get rubbed out and it go away, and then there's the other cramps that they ain't going nowhere. And that's what the boy caught last night. It is what it is, man. It is what it is. You know, I'm a Cleveland Cavaliers fan. You know, I knew he was gone after game five versus Boston. You know, you can say what you want to say. Everybody bring your jerseys, this, that, and the other. But, you know, I still buy my kids the bronze, so that's what they want, blah, blah, blah. But I can tell you this, man. You cannot play through cramps. I don't give a damn who you is, man. You can't play through no damn cramps. So all you fat boys who sit on the couch and watch the games, you drinking beer and watching the games, talking about, oh, he can still play. Man, if you a hooper, if you a baller, you cannot play through cramps. Agree or disagree? Let me know.
Agree. 100%.
Agree.
Just shows that he's human, man. Everybody keeps thinking he's just the most. Yeah, he just
can't play for no cramps, man. Hey, Nick, you can catch a cramp in the bed, man. You can't even get out the bed with a cramp in your leg, man. You holler for mama, man. Come on, man. You ask your old lady to rub it out for you, man. I mean, so all those fat boys, man, talking that nonsense, man, you know, as much as I want to see the Spurs win it, you can't play for no cramps. And I'm going to tell you this. Going back to last year, Boogie, I'm going to tell you, I'm one of those believers. I'm on record. Last week, sportsofficials.com, Spurs in six. I said it. But I'm going to tell you this. The Heat like to trap the pick and roll. Okay? The Spurs got some crafty players when it comes to Ginobili and Tony Parker. They know how to get the ball to the big man. And normally their trapper is either a small forward coming over or an undersized power forward or undersized center. And the guy who rolling is normally Tim Duncan. You know what I'm saying? Tim Duncan, the Heat was a Tim Duncan layup miss away and a Ray Allen three away last year from losing. Let's keep it real. You know what I'm saying? Those two shots right there in both of those games changed the series last year. Let's just keep it real. The Heat cannot defend the pick and roll because Tim Duncan is a big boy. He play old man ball. He play my ball, your ball, everybody else ball that's above, let's say, the age of 30. You know what I'm saying? The age of 30. He play old man ball. So I'm just going to tell you, man, you got to watch that. They cannot defend that. Birdman can't do it. Rashard Lewis rotating can't do it. Udonis Haslam can't do it. They can't defend that pick and roll, man. The Heat like to trap off the pick and roll, and they can't do it. So it's going to come down to coaching. And when I say it's come down to coaching, who you got? You got Popovich, you know what I'm saying? Or you got I Want to Be Riley. Who you got?
Right.
Popovich over Spoelstra all day long. You know, so we'll move on for that. I crossed that off my list. Mr. McCants. The University of North Carolina, why you snitching? You know what I'm saying? What you talking about? You ain't talking about the ends you was getting from the agents that was giving you that money. You got a couple of dudes, and if you go on Twitter, you can check it out. There was a couple of dudes talking about you weren't talking about the agents who gave you that whip when you was driving around campus. You ain't talk about
right.
that, about that money that you had in your pocket. You ain't talk about that. So what you trying to bring the university down for? Just go back and get your degree and get your ass a real job like the rest of us Americans. It ain't our fault that you can't ball. You know what I'm saying? It ain't our fault, man. You was blessed with that talent. You got drafted. You just can't make the cut. You know what I'm saying? If you can't make the cut, you are just like the other 85%. I take that back. You like the other 95% of us Americans. When you get to age 5 years old, you realize you cannot play sports for a living, so you get your ass a real job. So, Ninja, get a real job, man. Stop all that stitching, man. That's all I got to say about that right there. The All-NBA team, KD is unanimous. LeBron James was one vote from being unanimous. That dude who didn't vote for LeBron James, you to kill yourself because he's the best small forward in the game. Ain't nobody better than him. Ain't nobody better than him. Cramps or no cramps? Ain't nobody better. Hold on. My son Sean right here, he is a Derrick Rose fan, true blue, up and down. Is this small forward better than LeBron James in the game?
No.
No, you heard him right there. He said no. You know what I'm saying? That's coming from a kid that's 10 years old. Ain't nobody better than him, man. Kill yourself. After that, Richard Sherman, that man curse, is alive and real, my brother. Let's see if you can break it. The NFL draft, Radio City said, we can't accommodate you next year, so let's see where they go, man. And Kaepernick, last thing, man, before I go. The contract was good for him, but it was better for the Niners. Even though it's a $126 million deal, only $61 million is guaranteed. And, you know, when Uncle Sam hits you, after that 61, he's going to get what? You know, 29.5, something like that?
Oh,
so you're only going to get, yeah, you're only going to get that. You know what I'm saying? So there is $2 million. Y'all look it up, man. I'm going to give you a website right quick. ProFootballTalk.com. $2 million every year is voidable for the 49ers. I mean, where the hell you see that at? Peyton Manning ain't got that in his contract. Neither does Tom Brady. You know what I'm saying? Aaron Luck ain't going to have that in his. Every year from now until 2020, there is $2 million in his contract that's voidable if he don't reach incentives. Are you serious? So he got to be an all-pro. He got to be first team. He got to be reach the Super Bowl. He got to take 80% of the snaps. If they keep running out of Reed's option, he ain't going to take 80% of the snaps. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it was a win-win. It was a win for him. Because the numbers look big, you know, and us as fans, we go, damn, he got 126. No, you're really getting about 30 guaranteed. And then that's getting cut into if you don't make those incentives. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, look, if I was Kaepernick, man, I would look at my agent and tell him to look. Tell a friend to tell a better agent so I can get paid for real, real about the streets.
Right.
Because the streets are talking. And what the streets say is, Your contract ain't talk to y'all on
it
Sunday,
just
my dog.
Good.
I love
it
y'all,
good.
Man.
It
look good.
Oh, man. T-Nick, before I let you go, before commercial and bring in Big Al, tomorrow, California Chrome, Triple Crown, yes or no?
You know what? I'm a buck a trend. I don't care if they did give him a nose strip because he can't breathe. I'm going with that crown to your dome, dog. Give it to me. Triple crown. Holla.
Crown to your dome.
Hey, that's a whole other thing. Hey, shout out to Warren G, man. 20 years, bro? When you
20.
Said that 20 years ago? Man,
yeah.
I can't think of the name of the beer that I was drinking back then. You know what I'm saying? Because it wasn't OD. It was that clear stuff that they had. I can't even remember the name of it, man, but it came out then, and my cousin Pop had
Everclear?
Me drinking that, man. I said, man, it sounded like a fruit. What was it called?
Everclear?
No. I don't remember. You know, I'm going to be off, and I'm going to text it to you, Ro. And when I text it to you, I want you to say, it wasn't Everclear. Man, it was something crazy, man. Man, that thing, it was like a fad.
Nah.
Man, that thing was like vanilla ice. It came and it went at the same damn time. I ain't even lying to you, man. I can't lie to you. I couldn't stand that damn beer, man. I was like, man, it tastes like some tutti frutti stuff, man. But you know what I'm saying? How can you go from 8-Ball and St. Ice to something tutti frutti? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I'm gonna text it to you. I'm gonna get it before you come back. When you come back from the break, I'm gonna have that for you, man. So shout out to all the dogs that's listening, man. You know, hey, streets are talking, man. It's like E.F. Hutton. You know what I'm saying? When the streets are talking, what? Everybody listen. Appreciate y'all taking the call, fellas.
Man, that's what it is. Once again, T-Nick, the host with the most sports officials, Sunday, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Eastern. Check them out. Getting hot. L Boogie, what's the deal?
Tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. When we come back from the, you know what I'm saying, from the break, man, we're going to get the big brother almighty in, man. You already know what he's going to be talking about. And then after that, you already know, it's Freestyle Friday. Man, if you want to hear yourself, go to blogtalkradio.com, search box, The Streets is Talking. Hey,
Get What Is Every Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Hey, we hot like San Antonio, baby. Let's go.
Kiss me up in the VIP and it's roped off. To keep raggedy assholes off. Then I'm about to have a smoke off. Rich nigga, but I'm trying to get broke off. Turn it up as I make the beat break down. Ass up, face down. Yeah, that's still the best way to get it. Down the middle, that's the best way to flee. I'm talking money, disturbing the peace, racked up. One too many American black cars stacked up. Backed up at its own. Don't get beat down to the song. I see these hating ass niggas wanna fight. Well, to get into. Check your girlfriends, friends, bring friends too. What you drinking? I got it, I pour it all up. So say my partners, they throw it all up. I don't want a menage, so bitch, let go. I'm trying to get three women, play Connect Four. Congratulations, you made it into the top five. Your mouth helped me put the Bentley in the Mach 5. You got me speeding in the red zone. Orange Luda likes to call it, it's the head zone. Heads up, I'm breadwinner, the bread's up. So make a peace sign, baby, put your leg up. Is it really that good to you? Do you like it when a nigga talk hood to you? Do you like a little scratch, a little bite? Well, it's
about to be a hell of a night. Oh, yeah.
It's about to be a hell of a night.
Yeah, it is.
It's about to be a hell of a night.
You already know.
It's about to be a hell of a night.
Listen to this, bro. June 8th, man. 2 to 7 p.m. to the world. It's the 9th annual. You know what I mean? Talent show.
Right.
Okay. For the 9 lives, man, that was lost on May 21st, man. You know what I mean? 2005, my little cousin, you know, Miles Golden Coxfield, he was involved in that situation, one of the, you know, worst house fires in the city of Cleveland. So Sunday will be the last talent show. It's going to be a ball. We're going to go out in style. And, man, for that mom, and those, you know what I mean, and those 8 kids that was in that fire, man, you know, I just want them to know that their spirit lives on. You know what I mean? So shout out to them. Once again, shout out to my man Terrell Brown, man. We lost another, you know what I'm saying, soldier. You know what I mean? And peace.
Street.
And shout out to my man Maciello, man. Once again, you know, he got his degree, huh, Ro?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, bro. I just got a kite. The beer was called Zima. You remember that clear beer, man, that came and went? Oh, I might have called Earl on that one. Ooh. That was called. Good one, team. Did it. Oh, that
was
tough.
I forgot all about that.
I got a beef with the NBA, though, bro, because I think Steph Curry should have been on first team and CP3 on second team, man, this year alone.
Really?
Steph had not a hell of a night, but he had a hell of a year, man.
Right.
Yeah, CP3 is the best point guard in the league, but this year I got to give it to Steph Curry, man. Steph
right.
was just, oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
Steph
he
was
something special. He was something special.
You know, so
you know what time it is.
Oh, man. I already know.
You know his street cred is high. He probably out there somewhere where you at, trying to get it in. Yo, big brother Almighty, what's the deal?
What's going on?
Streets are talking, baby, on a Friday. I know you out there in the streets, baby.
Oh, you know it. I'm walking up and down the sidewalk now. What's going on?
Talk to me about game one. Why was it so hot in the AT&T Center? San Antonio,
let me tell you. I'm going to break this down to you right now. That man was all-state wide receiver, right? So that man,
yeah.
That man had to go through 2 days in the summer with equipment on, right?
Right.
Right or wrong. So
right.
It's never no hotter than equipment on 2 days in July in 90 degrees with the sun sitting on your back, man. With the sun sitting on your back, I went through them. I'm quite sure hell I went through. I went through everybody that went through them. If you tried to play football before. With all that equipment on, about 7 pounds of equipment, you get a water break after a couple of laps, maybe. Drill. Come on, man. I don't want to hear that. That sounds like you got sugar shoes, man. I don't know.
So,
are
we
sugar shoes, man?
Did you
come out with a new LeBron, the color sugar.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's the way I feel about it, L. That's your man's. But that's the way I feel. I don't want to hear that, man. I'm in a third-grade gym with the doors closed. Weather beaming out there. Ain't everybody playing hard to death. Yeah, they're fighting there. Ain't nobody saying, oh, I got a crap. No, I ain't going in. Everybody dying to get in a killer game, man. I don't want to hear that, man. He can't walk. You're kidding me. He got somebody carrying to the sideline. How dramatic is that, man? Is he coming out with a movie or something? Hello? I'm just saying, is he hell? You got to tell me, man.
I'm going to tell you, I'm gonna tell you this. I'm going to tell you this. You've been a ball player. It happens. This is not his first time, so this is his second time going down. Yes, sir.
I'm talking about when it counts. This when it counts. What do you say before the game started? Treat this like it's game 7. Every game is like game 7. You remember that speech? I'll let you hear the pre-show. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
yes,
that's
I
all
did.
I'm gonna say. I don't want to hear that ESPN stuff, man. I don't want to hear that. This is streets. I don't want to hear that. That sugarcoated shit. Oh, he's a ball player. You be a ball player. I don't want to hear that. This is the streets. We on the streets is talking, man. I don't want to hear that.
You down the court. You leave it all on the court. Nobody picks me up. The ambulance got to come get me if it's game.
That's how you got it, man. Hank Collins know he got a bad ticker. He's still on the court, right or wrong? Getting it on, right? Left
right.
It on the court, right? Man, come on, man. Back in the day, players with duct tape, man. They duct tape they need, man. Come on, man.
Put the gray tape on.
Yeah. Come on, man. That's real, man. Come on, man.
What you think game two, the results on game two?
Oh, he probably have about 40. He probably have a triple-double with a one-point loss. And everybody be like, oh, yeah, LeBron came back. He was playing hard. I don't want to hear that shit. Excuse my language on the radio.
Jeez.
Real talk,
Almighty.
Come on, man.
What's up with your boy Rashad McCann? What's up with those statements?
He needs some money, so they pulled his coat down. So what did he do? He's blackballed. Why would you blow the horn on somebody that made you right? You know what I mean? You want that money, man. That's like Gary McClain blowing the horn. Somebody was high. They won the national championship. Remember that? Come on,
right.
Man. I don't know if that's too far back for y'all, but I remember that.
No, I'm right there with you.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But I'm just saying, man. That's for that cast, man. Them boys like, tell us something we don't know. Well, Roy Williams, we took this class and we didn't have to be here. I just gave him the paper at the end of the semester. Okay, you tell us really what you said is in university with the top players take them classes. I know players that take, I knew players that took ball. Come on, man.
Yep.
Just
I ain't knocking
game,
people
right?
to golf. I had a golf class. I was out there swerving with the golf club.
That's real, man.
We had a class with the assistant basketball coach, man. So, you know.
Are you serious, man? He's telling us something to really shock the world, man.
Right.
Right. Well, sit down somewhere. You banned from the league. You got yourself banned. Being an ass, I mean a butthole, man. You can't even get back on the NBA court. And you was averaging double figures. You can't even get on the NBA court now.
No, blackball.
Yeah, he blackball. He did some dumb stuff with the owner of everything, man. So you stay over there in Turkey. They get that turkey money, gobble, gobble, man. You know what I mean? Right out,
hey,
man. Get that turkey money.
Big Brother Almighty, I got a question for you, and it's the street question of the night. Our big brother Chef brought it to our attention. The boy Richard Sherman beat out Cam Newton for the cover of Madden 2015. The curse going to stay alive? Will Richard
Sherman
be hurt? Will the sniper get him?
Yeah, if something don't happen to one of his feet or something, man, he ain't going to be able to put on a cleat for about 16 weeks. Yep. He going to be nay-nay with one leg, man. That's going to hit him, man. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Wow.
But, you know, man, that's the way I feel, L, you know what I mean?
Do you think?
Real.
Let me ask you this.
But, man, get the football, man. Put the football on TV right now. And I got a bone to pick, man. Hey, T-Ro, come up here and get Johnny Mazzelli out of Cleveland, man. Right now.
No, come
man.
On, man. It's
man,
only
look.
Been 3 weeks.
Hold on. I've been going to Berea watching the Browns practice since I was a little kid, man. Now you have to register online. Your name has to be on paper for you to go into the practice. You have to register. Because so many people want to see Johnny Manziel. Is you kidding me, man? Come on, man. This is supposed to be free. You got to register online. Come on, man.
Hey, man. That's just how we do it. We do it big. Don't be mad, Big Brother Almighty. We try to bring that big stuff to the state.
Man, we don't need y'all, man.
I know y'all do it big, but you know that all money, man, you know.
Don't worry about it. You I take a picture with him in the back seat drunk somewhere. Don't worry about it. I have
you. Coming out of hell. They all always talk about veil.
We're gonna get the four games to game one, watch. He's an idiot.
We're going to have him. He's going to be coming out of the cocktail, and we're going to get him on that.
Yeah. Singing the Ghetto Boys. That's Texasville. Yeah, he'd be singing the Ghetto Boys.
Street. Let me ask you this before you go. Also, before we let you go, Big Brother, will California Chrome be the first Triple Crown winner since 1978?
No. No.
What?
No.
He got his nasal strip. He about the crown.
No. No.
Y'all some haters.
They already got him ready to breathe, man. I ain't thinking about him running nothing else. Trust me. They got like five little fillies waiting on him, Joe. They got the pastor. They got extra green pastor for him, Joe. They ain't thinking about no one racing. They try to get a couple coats out of him. He's like, well, I break a leg on this one.
So $100 I done put up is no good? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, sir. I ain't lying.
Damn.
I'm telling you the truth.
Well, we'll see. He got to come through.
I'm telling you, if he look like he ain't going to win it, guess what he going to do? He going to pull him up. He going to yield him. He going to stop him from running. You hear me?
I hear
he ain't about to fuck him up. The owner already said, nigga, you better not fuck this horse up. No wrong in the mud. No wrong you are.
Man.
I'll see you game two, sir.
That's what it is, good brother Almighty.
That's it, man. Hey, big shout out to 12 Brown, man. I'm banged with that dude. Plenty of time in the play. Good dude, man. Real talk. I'll probably go to that film tomorrow. What's up with you, Al?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to get to that, but like I said, I don't really like to do the funerals, but you know, I'm always gonna sign that book though, let his people know I was, you know,
right.
What I'm saying, supporting. And like I said, I'm dedicating the show to him tonight. So, you know, I said it at the start of the show. Shout out to our dude, man, Terrell Brown, man, West Tech Warrior, man. You
yeah.
know, class
he
82.
He's in the gym when it's 100 degrees, man. Golly,
that's what
right.
It is, man. Well, that's what's up, man. You know, send our love from the streets if y'all should go. You know what it is, man. Our condolences straight from all the way around L.A., from Texas, all the way to Cleveland. You know what it is. And, you know, Almighty, make sure you catch up with us on Monday. L. Boogie say he's going to get with you on game two, so I know you'll have plenty to talk about on Monday.
I might write me a memoir. I might write me a memoir. Don't worry about it. Because the chef ain't gonna keep beating me talking. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
Oh, you know what that means.
Oh, I yeah.
Brother, we'll holler at your Monday.
Oh, yeah, it's going down.
L Boogie, we're about 7 minutes strong. You want to do shouts out now? You want to go ahead and break down the Freestyle Friday? How you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling
you feel like
real
doing
good.
That thing? You feel like doing that thing?
Man, let's. Man, I think can we go to a commercial and pay some bills right quick, then do the shout outs, man. I got you, no doubt. It's only gonna be a quick minute, man.
Oh man, you know how we get down. I already know what it is. You know what it is. Hold on, I got a song. You know what I'm saying? Because I like this one. It's one of my songs right here. Hold on. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Mr. West is in the building. Swagger on 100,000 trillion. Yo, I know I got it first. I'm Christopher Columbus. Y'all just a pilgrim. Thanksgiving, do we even got a question? Hermes, pastel, I pass the dressing. My attitude is tattooed. That means it's permanent. So I guess we should address it, huh? My swagger is Mick Jagger. Every time I breathe on the track, I asthma attack it. Why he so mad for? Why he gotta have it? Cause I play my whole life. Now I'm the master. To wake up and be the shit and a urine. Nah, nah, nah. Trying to get that Kobe number. One over Jordan.
Yo, 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 L Boogie. You know they ain't got no swagger like the streets, baby. You know how we do.
Yo, man.
Oh.
Swagger like. Oh, when we ready, bro? You ready for me, man?
Oh, man, you know how we get down. You know, whenever my brother ready to throw it in, you know, get it out. Get it popping.
Man, here we go. They don't even know we got swagger like that. They don't even know I used to whip up that crack. They don't even know I'm getting pinned up like a thumbtack. They don't even know I used to flip them like jacks. What we gonna do, man? We gonna get back to the rack. And when I get back to the rack, man, I'm going to have her running big laps. And what if I have her, big laps. I got two dime pieces, treat me like I'm on BAPS. I ain't tripping on the scale, man. I just do it, she turn pale. She ain't cast with a friendly ghost, man. I just whip it like she was a whale. And when I get on the block, man, she come back like it's cock. I ain't tripping, man, because this ain't hip-hop. Everybody talking like the time didn't stop. That's just you acting like you dinosaur. You better get back to the crop. How many bras you got in your stable? I ain't talking about nothing. Me and Ro like Cain and Abel. I ain't tripping on these suckers, man, who don't even know how to get back to the fort. Man, I treat these little suck-ass niggas and bitches like they're a sport. And while I look past you like I'm Jigga Man on the street, I tell you all the time, man, they call me Boo Meeks. And if you know me from that nickname, that means you know I'm Trill. And if you don't know me from that nickname, you don't know how I feel. And if you don't know me from that nickname, cap, yeah, I peel. If you don't know me from that nickname, I'm still hard with no steel. That mean I'm Superman where I come from, man. The streets always talking. I get a street pass in any hood when I be walking. Man, they think they can come back. No, man, I kick it with Gomez. Oh, man, we didn't murder niggas on that court like we had Aaron Hernandez. I see you having no youth. I see you dynasty. I see you legacy. But it's always going to come back to me, Boo Meeks. I ain't really tripping. I just know I'm a spirit. Mondays and Fridays, sports talk, you got to hear it. My super producer name is T-R-O.
That'll be me.
If you want to step up to this mic, I think you better know. Bring your lunch pail and your hard hat when you coming in the arena. I'm always a dog. I'm going to eat you like Purina. It ain't even dog chow, man. I get you like Kendrick Lamar. If you ain't tripping again, like I said, I eat you like a candy bar. I'm finished. I'm gone. And I don't give a F about whoever listening. And if you ain't tripping, me and T-Roll like EPMD, we going to keep it strictly business. Yo, man, I'm done, man.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. Wait, why are you feeling some type of way to see this? That's what I'm talking about. You brought it back. That's
hold
what
on.
I'm talking about. You sack that couple
hold
weeks.
On.
What?
Hold on, hold on. I got one more bar for you.
Oh, hit me out. Break it down.
For you student athletes who don't understand it's about the plantation, you need to listen to T-Row and L Boogie, and we'll give you an explanation. I'm sitting down on 33rd and Superior with my man B-Walk. I try to tell these guys when you're sitting on the mound, you cannot balk. Because when you balk, you know the rule, they get an extra base. And if you ain't careful, niggas in the street will tie your shoelace. And that mean they'll throw your shoes on top of the wire. And if you keep talking, they're going to turn you into a tire. That mean you're going to be rolling down the street in a brown paper bag. Like we said before, we them guys with that swag. Swagger like that, man. I'm done, man. I ain't even call, man. What a show, man. It was hot.
That's what's up, man. Big shout out, man. You know, Father's Day edition next week, man. You know, it's going to be the men's turn to, you know, celebrate and represent. So, you know, hopefully we get all the fathers calling in, you know. It's going to be big, L Boogie. Big shout out. Hey, Miguel Cotto versus Sergio Martinez tomorrow. You got HBO Showtime. Watch it. Check out that fight. Watch Cotto get his face beat in. You know, NFL decided not to use the Roman numerals no more, L Boogie. We going with the numbers. Start with Super Bowl 50. Just going to be the numbers from now on. I couldn't even remember what them damn Roman numerals stood for anyway. But, you know, big shout-out to the family. You out there, man, be careful. Do what you do. My dude, Trey K, everybody that called the asylum. And, you know, L Boogie Down. Let's get it, man. Any shout-out before we get rolling?